Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Pentagon's Inspector General says he will investigate the handling of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's continuing hospitalization, which Mr. Austin and his top aides failed to disclose to President Biden and Congress. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the location of all cabinet members are revealed every day.
There is a process by which cabinet officials and their location is tracked by the Situation Room. There is a check-in every morning where their general location is known and logged and reported.
Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network the situation should have been handled differently.
I hope he recovers completely, but, you know, having a multi-day gap in someone that is so vital to the security of this country, he has failed himself and his nation.
The U.S. plans to send an unofficial delegation to Taiwan to meet its new leader amid tensions with China. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Biden administration intends to send an unofficial party of former senior officials to Taiwan after the self-governed island holds presidential elections. The move is likely to upset Beijing, which claims that Taiwan is part of China and vows to unify with it eventually. A senior administration official said a face-to-face meeting was the most effective way to engage the new Taiwanese government and convey U.S. policy in the region. China says that it firmly opposes any official exchange between the U.S. and Taiwan. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 15 points, the NASDAQ rose a fraction, the S&P 500 down 3, oil up to $72.02 a barrel. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is trying to help Ukrainians through another harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill to define anti-Semitism in Georgia law stalled in 2023, but sponsors plan to try again this month. A group including Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel and Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition are urging Georgia lawmakers to take action. They want all states to adopt the definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed close after an inflation report forced some investors to push back forecasts for when the Federal Reserve will deliver long-sought cuts to interest rates. The S&P 500 ended down 0.1% after swinging up and down a few times throughout the day. The Dow edged up less than 0.1%, and the NASDAQ composite was flat. Treasury yields also wobbled after the inflation data raised doubts about when the Fed will begin cutting interest rates. The Dow up 15 points to 37,711. The NASDAQ gained nearly a point today to 14,970. The S&P 500 lost 3 points to 4780. New York oil rose 65 cents to $72.02 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.